We have the Aseret HaDibros in Parshas Yisro, and then again we have in the repetition here in Parshas Ve'eschanan. At first glance, the fact that the Aseret HaDibros are mentioned twice in Chumash is not so surprising. Sefer Dvarim is Mishnah Torah. Sefer Dvarim is, at least the way it's understood by many Rishonim, in many ways a repetition of what's found in the beginning of Chumash. Nevertheless, what is most intriguing is not the repetition of the Aseret HaDibros, but specifically the differences between them. Possibly the most famous, I guess, two differences that are found between the first and second presentation of the Aseret HaDibros relate to the mitzvah of Shabbos. Chazal are already very sensitive to the fact that in Parshas Yisro, we're told Zachar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. We're supposed to Zachar, remember. And then in Parshas Ve'eschanan, we're told Shamor. We're told that we're supposed to, on some level, protect, or whatever Shamor exactly means. We'll speak about it in a second. There is a second difference. The Eben Ezra and his parish in Parshas Yisro goes through a lot of different points out that this may be one of the more significant ones. Not just the word Zachar or Shamar, but the reason why we keep Shabbos is different in Parshas Yisro and in Parshas Ve'eschanan. In Parshas Yisro, we're told that the reason why we keep Shabbos is because it's a zecher to Maisa Bereishis. It's because of the fact that the manner in which Ribbono Shel Olam originally created the world. However, in Parshas Ve'eschanan, when we find the presentation of the Aseret HaDibros, we find specifically a discussion about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and somehow the fact that we left Mitzrayim, that somehow binds us to observe Shabbos. And what's interesting to try to understand a little bit is the differences between them. There is one type of question which we're not going to speak about now, but it is something which the Ramban speaks about in his Perush Al Torah and Parshas Yisro. It's something which the Radvaz talks about, Rabbi Kamenetsky and some others, which is what exactly was written in the Aseret HaDibros, Zachar or Shamar. Was it, like some Mefarshim suggest, a difference between the Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios? Was it alternatively that, like the Ramban thinks, it's at Zachar in both of them, and Moshe explained the Shamar? Different interpretations exactly what are there. That's a little bit less of our issue for now. What I want to understand a little bit is the significance of the shift from Zachar to Shamar, and maybe to understand a little bit better how come Zachar is found in Parshas Ve'eschanan and Shamar is found specifically here. So let's start by noting the following. Rashi writes in his Perush Al HaTorah here in Parshas Ve'eschanan, to Gemara Masechah Shavuos on Daf Chaf, that Zachar v'Shamor b'dibur echad ne'emru, that Zachar and Shamor were actually both said together. The Gemara Masechah's Brachos even understands that this is the source that women who are typically pater from mitzvahs aseisha as man grama, women are typically exempt from positive time-bound mitzvahs. That's not true in regards to Shabbos. The connection of Zachar to Shamar means anyone that is obligated in the Shmira, Chazal understand that Zachar refers to mitzvahs aseh, Shamar refers to the losa aseh, to the iser, the prohibition of performing any malacha, and Chazal understands Zachar to Shamar, b'dibur echa nemru, teaches us that anyone obligated in the Shamar, anyone that's prohibited from performing malacha, and losa aseh is applied to men just like they apply to women, so they too are going to be anyone, women who are chayiv in the los aseis, are also going to be chayiv in the zechiras of Shabbos, in the mitzvahs aseis of Shabbos. But again, what exactly is the significance of this shift? So the Maharal offers one mahalach, and then we'll mention a second one that comes from the Meshech Chachma with an additional piece from Rav Lichtenstein. The Maharal suggests in Tiferes Yisrael and Perek Mem Gimel, and discussion here, Perek Mem Dal, even more specifically about Zachar v'Shamar b'dibur echa ne'emru. The Maharal suggests that there is a fundamental distinction between the presentation of the Aseret HaDibros found in Parshas Yisro and those found in Parshas Ve'eschanan. The Maharal points out that when Torah is given, so Torah is given from the Ribbono Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael, and because the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael are not on the same level, they're going to be somewhat different, I think that's the right way to say it, perspectives in the presentation of Torah and those mitzvos. The Ribbono Shel Olam Bechinas HaNosein, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who's giving it over. That's given at a much more elevated level because of the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that suggests the Maharal is what we find in Parshas Yisro. It's the Aseret HaDibros that are given over from the perspective more of Ribbono Shel Olam, Bechina of the Nosein of Hashem in a very, very elevated way. Parshas Ve'eschanan suggests the Maharal is Mitzad Yisrael HaMikabel Mes HaTorah. That's the manner in which B'nai Yisrael received the Torah. It's not going to be anywhere near as elevated a level as what is initially presented in Parshas Yisro. Then according to the Maharal, the difference between Yisro and Ve'eschanan is a question of the level, how elevated the Aseret HaDibros were. We're talking from the perspective of Hashem, or a bit of a lower perspective from the manner in which Klal Yisrael are able to receive it. What? How does it explain the differences? The Maharal suggests as follows. Parshas Yisro Zachar, to be active, to make statements of Kiddush and the like, it's an act of sanctification of the day that is much, much more elevated than Shamor, which is merely the sitting back and not doing any malacha. It is much more passive. There are anashim batlanim. There are people, says the Maharal, that may do no malacha anytime, and that's not necessarily going to make the day so holy. Parshas Yisro is the elevated element of the day. It is the time in which, it's the element in which Zachar, we are active, and because it's more elevated, it therefore also taps in, says the Maharal, to the more elevated explanation that goes all the way back to Briyas HaOlam, to the manner in which the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. That's very, very chashuv. That goes back to the real reason what makes Shabbos special and unique. It goes all the way back to the actual Bria. In Parsh V'Yeschanan, Klal Yisrael, we're not on that same Madrega. It's hard for us to tap into and to be Mekabel Torah on such a high level. So Maharal suggests that's why in Parshas V'Yeschanan, Shamor, it's referred to in a much more passive way. And that's why it connects to Yetzias Mitzrayim, something which is a bit more tangible, something which is easier for people to understand, even if they are not as much on that kind of an elevated Madrega. Part of the message of Shamor V'Zachor, B'dibur Echad Ne'emru, is that both of these things are incredibly significant, and both of these things we have to try to understand, to try to connect to, and to try to appreciate. That there is a Torah that Kesh Baruch Hu, from a certain angle, is giving something which is very, very pure and very, very elevated, and that's Mechayev of certain things, and we sometimes are not able to receive it on that same level, but from our own level, to be able to also keep it and to also appreciate it, and the convergence of both of those things, of the Zachar V'Shamar, but the Recha Nemru, of us being obligated in both the negative elements, the malachas, the Yisr Malacha, refraining from certain malacha, and also the positive element, the capacity of Zachar that refers to that more elevated sense, is something which is only derived when one has the capacity to look at both Parshas V'Yeschanan and Parshas Yisro. Meshech Chachma pointed out something a little bit different, which is also found. The Maharal has hints to it, and Rav Lichtenstein, they came out, I saw it for the first time yesterday, a new sefer called Kedushas Aviv, Rav Lichtenstein, on the Yenik Kedusha, the discussion of the uniqueness of Kedusha Shabbos explains a very similar to the Meshech Chachma, which is as follows. The difference between the, here we're going to start by not discussing the difference between Zachar and Shamor, but the difference between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Maisa Bereishis. Parshas Yisro presents things in a more universalistic way. Yetzia, the Briyas HaOlam, the fact that the world was created, is something which, if Shabbos is about remembering creation, all creation should have to honor Shabbos. Whether you are Jewish or not, you should all have to keep Shabbos. That's the Parshas Yisro is a bit more universalistic. However, what one finds specifically in Parshas V'Yeschanan, the reason of Yetzias Mitzrayim is brought in there, says the Meshech Chachma, not because it's the primary reason for Shabbos, the primary reason what's referred to in Yisro, that the world was created and we have to honor that. But Yetzias Mitzrayim is brought in to explain why specifically B'nai Yisrael and not non-Jews are obligated in keeping Shabbos. B'nai Yisrael, we learn through Yetzias Mitzrayim, are the ones who serve, are the ones who are the recipients of a certain kind of edus, a certain kind of testimony that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world and is actively involved in the world. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the statement not just that God created it, but he's actively involved, and part of Yetzias Mitzrayim makes us, B'nai Yisrael, obligated in a certain sense in trying to honor the day and remember the day and serve in whatever capacity we can as those who are being able to mayid, to testify on the significance of that day. Rav Lichtenstein, I believe, I had to read it quickly this morning, so I apologize if it's not exactly precise. Rav Lichtenstein suggests along those lines, now we can appreciate the difference between Zachar and Shamar. For the Maharal, Shamor is a bit more is on a bit of a lower level. The Maharal thinks that Shamor is a reference to Anushim Batlanim. Anyone can be passive, and Zachar is more elevated. Lichtenstein points out that if you look in the Ramban and this Perush Al HaTorah, Shamor actually connotes something a little bit different. Zachar, if a person is not actively Mekadeh Shabbos, so they were Mevatel in Aseh, they did not fulfill a positive commandment. But if a person violates that which is described in Parshas V'Yeschanan, if a person is not Shomer Shabbos, if a person does not observe, is a person violates malachas. So that person, the Maharal points out, the Ramban points out, Shamor comes with chilul Shabbos. If a person does not keep Shabbos, they're actually mechalal it. It is a much more kind of a severe prohibition to perform malacha on Shabbos. Perhaps therein lies the difference between Shamor and Zachar also. In Parshas Yisro, It's about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's something which is a bit more universalistic. Everyone has to have a certain connection to it. And there we find the mitzvah of Zachar. And it's definitely important. It's a mitzvah asei d'orais, and a sanctify Shabbos through positive acts like making Kiddush. But a person who doesn't do that, it is not perceived as anywhere near as egregious. Part of the uniqueness of Parshas V'Yeschanan's presentation, the Lichtenstein suggests why it had to relate, why it had to wait until Parshas V'Yeschanan. But part of the presentation of Parshas V'Yeschanan, of the Shamor and of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's where one finds a bit more chumrah. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is what obligates us, B'nai Yisrael specifically, in a much more intense way to honor Shabbos. And any malacha that we perform on Shabbos is not just not recognizing a certain kind of universalistic value, but it's something which is the os between the Ribbono Shel Olam and us. It is the powerful side between Hashem and us. And if we perform malacha, then we are contributing in a certain sense to a certain kind of chilul. We have a Seres HaDibros in Parshas V'Yeschanan, we have a Seres HaDibros in Parshas Yisro. There are certain differences between them. Those differences, Chazal point out, really are very much complementary and do highlight different elements of things. For the Maharal, it highlights the difference between the elevated element of Shabbos, that which is presented from the Ribbono Shel Olam's perspective, and the manner which Klal Yisrael receive it, and we try to honor both of those with a Zachar V'Shamar B'Dibur Echad. For the Meshech Chachma and Rav Lichtenstein, it's a way of referring to on the level of Zachar, of a more universalistic element of Shabbos, and Shamor, one that is much more tied to Klal Yisrael. All of those are there, and when they combine together, we hopefully have a good appreciation for the real uniqueness of Shabbos.